Talking flu jabs, we talked a little in the past hour. I don't know whether you've ever had one, but I've family members who've had one. You talk to people who get a flu jab and say, oh, I'm not doing that again. It made me feel ill. There is a reason that it makes you feel ill. We were talking to our radio GP, if you like, Dr. Rob Barnett, and he explained it in a really, really easy and simple way to understand. We're going to talk more about that in a minute, because people in England, about 30 million of us, are to be offered a free flu vaccine. Professor Kevin Mortimer from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine is with us in a moment to tell us why we should take that. And it's it's a sing-along of BillyHoyd.com before 8:30. Now, I was off for the past couple of weeks. I don't know which songs that the breakfast team did in the last couple of weeks, but I'm sure you nailed it in your own particular type of way. We've got our shop coming on shortly too. It's called The Sweatshop, and we've got five items to get rid of. And these items are really rubbishy home exercise contraptions and gadgets. Bullworker went, this slender tone thing went yesterday that you clip onto yourself to save you doing sit-ups. You can eat a bag of crisps and do sit-ups at the same time. And what was the other thing that went? Oh, ankle weights. We've got two left in the shop. We've got 2 days to go, so hopefully we'll get through those when we open the doors in about 15 minutes' time. But before we get there, over the next few months, many more people in England, well, you say many more, quite a few, about 30 million of us, will be offered a free flu vaccine. The government says it's to prepare for a winter that could see the annual flu season coincide with coronavirus, so it's preventative, this, in a big way. Both flu and COVID-19 affect the chest and the lungs, so it's vital that those eligible for the flu jab take up the option of having this. Professor Kevin Mortimer, who's a reader in respiratory medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, is with us now. Morning to you, Kevin. Thanks for being with us once again.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
How crucial is it that 30 million people in England take up the offer of this flu vaccine this year?
It's absolutely crucial. We've just seen what's happened in relation to COVID-19 and this scramble to develop a vaccine for it. We've got one for flu. Flu and coronavirus have been compared a lot, but one thing flu has that coronavirus doesn't, has this, is this extremely effective vaccine. And as you've already said, flu affects the chest in a fairly similar kind of way. And lots of people die of flu around the world. It's between about 1,000 and 2,000 people a day who succumb to death from flu. So that's something we absolutely have got to prevent.
And of course, some 15 million people have already been receiving it before the recent COVID pandemic. They'll still be eligible for this, because we talked about this in the last hour. It would be nice to have a flu vaccine that you get when you're 10, and then you don't have to have another one then, you know, for the rest of your life. But it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
No, flu's clever, and it does change somewhat. So the flu vaccine that's given to everyone is designed specifically for the flu that's circulating each year. So it's really important to get the up-to-date, the latest vaccine. And really everyone who is offered it, including those people where the net is cast wider than the normal, I'd really strongly recommend they take up the opportunity. It's one of the many things that I guess lots of us could do as it's now summer to think, well, how can I maximise my health for the winter and protect myself against potential problems, including making sure that you know how to self-manage your chronic health problems. And maybe those of us who have lost a bit of control of some of the things that we would normally be in better control of, like our diets and exercise, well, those are things that maybe we could take a look at and see if we can get ourselves in the best possible health for the winter.
I'm in my mid-50s now, so I presume I will be eligible to get this should I want it. But you know, as we get older, I'm sure you're right in what you say. You know, if we eat the right things, if we exercise a little more, we make those choices. That's good for our immune system, which will help in the fight against any kind of disease. But as we get older, does our immune system wear out?
There are lots of health problems that tend to accumulate a bit as we get older. That can affect the can affect the immune system and make you more susceptible to infections. I guess good examples of what we've seen in relation to coronavirus are people who have been who have had chronic health problems, people who have got heart disease, diabetes, who are substantially overweight, are at increased risk. And those are all issues that can be tackled, as can, of course, and I have to mention it, smoking. As a respiratory doctor, I have to mention the importance of smoking. This is one that's really, really difficult, because these have been extraordinarily stressful times, and lots of people who have been really successful in quitting smoking will have lapsed. So this is another one that would, if anyone who is a smoker, the greatest possible thing you could do for your future health is to have a go at quitting. And maybe now, with the sun shining, it's a good day to just have a go and maximise your health for the winter.
A few of us, Kevin, here in the office and our homework, and there's not as many people in our offices at the moment that there normally would be, but we're in constant contact with our colleagues who are working from home as well. And one thing that we've noticed, when we think back to previous years, there's always, you know, I might be off for a few days because I had a bit of a cold, or my colleague might be off. It doesn't seem to have happened at the moment, because normally we'll have seen people go down with a cough and a sniffle or whatever. And we thought this must be down to social distancing. This must be down to us washing our hands more. There's gels around the office. We're wiping everything down. I mean, that must be helping. It has to.
Oh, yes, you're completely right. And it's exactly those measures that have gone in place to stop people from transmitting coronavirus to each other. Of course, not specific to coronavirus. And we'll do the same thing for the other cough and cold viruses in the same way. So that thing that you have observed, we've seen it too. And in fact, if you look at they track flu in the southern hemisphere, their flu rates are substantially lower than they would normally be at this time of year. Again, just kind of, I guess, backing up with some data what you've observed in the office.
Yeah, washing hands, critically important. Even if you haven't got the gel, or if you haven't got the wipes or whatever, it's just washing the hands. And we started a conversation as well in the office not so long ago, and those maybe older members of staff remember Mum opening the windows, saying, "I'm going to let some fresh air in, the wind will blow through," or maybe swilling down the front step. You get a bucket of like boiling hot water, throw in a bit of disinfectant, swill down the front step, or do it for a neighbour. That used to go on a hell of a lot many years ago, and they obviously did that for a reason.
Yes, I think that, as you've said, all of those measures that include that careful attention to the hygiene, hand hygiene, the courtesies in relation to coughing and sneezing and mask wearing and social distancing, and paying careful attention to the advice that we're being given, which of course is somewhat different in different areas of the country, in different cities, and even within cities, really important.
And just moving away from the flu for the moment, we're seeing lots of mini outbreaks across Europe, and we're seeing local lockdowns of sorts, if you like, more localised. But this isn't particularly at the levels at the start of the pandemic. We hear reports saying, oh, this has increased and that's increased and cases have increased. But if you're testing more people, it's only natural that these cases are going to increase. But I think it's only right to say it's nowhere near the levels that we were seeing in March and April.
Oh, it's nowhere near those. And you're also completely right again that at the beginning we were doing nowhere near the level of testing, but we all knew there were lots and lots of people affected by the disease. So now the data are a little bit difficult to interpret. And of course, the more tests we do, the more milder cases we might pick up, or even people who are without symptoms but have got the virus. I think it is really important that where it's identified, we do make every effort to trace the contacts and make sure transmission is interrupted, because of course we want to avoid that situation that we were in back in March.
And Kevin, just before I let you go, I know you work on the wards at Aintree Hospital. You've been treating those with COVID there. I think the last time we spoke, you said there were maybe three who were not in a critical condition, but you were looking after three people. How are things at the moment?
Oh, well, now, happily, sometimes there are days where there are no patients with COVID-19 on the respiratory ward where we've been looking after these patients at Aintree. And that's a huge, huge change from the situation we had at the end of March, where we were doing battle to try and look after people and get them through this on multiple wards. So I think that Bertie likes to leave you with a crumb of comfort, and I like to leave you with a sponge cake, and that would be my one.
Thanks for the sponge cake. Thanks very much indeed. Kevin, cheers. Thanks for everything you do and your colleagues as well. There's Professor Kevin Mortimer, reader in respiratory medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. There are crumbs of comfort and Victoria sponge cake.
Hey, what more could you ask for?
You don't need anything else. Just inject me with a sponge cake and a flu jab. I'll have sponge cake in that arm. And I'll have flu jab in the other.
Yeah, it's all about balance,
isn't
it?
There you go, it is.